The news on Ben Thomas. Canada's striking back at the U.S. with retaliatory tariffs. Ed Donahue has details.
The tariffs cover about $20 billion worth of American goods, including steel and dairy products. Canadian Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne says a response was necessary after the Trump administration imposed 50% tariffs over the weekend.
Canada will meet the moment. Canadians will meet the moment. We will meet the moment together.
President Trump told Canadian leaders to fall in line or face consequences far worse. Industry Minister Melanie Joly says the message at home is to buy Canadian.
When you choose a Canadian product, you're not only putting pressure on the U.S. Right now, you're protecting jobs.
On social media, President Trump says he's even giving serious consideration to renaming Lake Ontario Lake America. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Iran, there have been long lines outside gas stations amid fuel shortages, fears of higher prices, and new U.S. sanctions. Washington's trying to turn up the economic pressure in hopes of forcing Iran to make concessions to end the war. Iranian officials accuse the U.S. of trying to foment internal unrest after failing to defeat them militarily. Meanwhile, Iran and Oman have been holding talks on managing the Strait of Hormuz. Health officials in Pennsylvania report two unvaccinated residents have died from measles, and Dolly Parton has died. Her career spanned decades. Poignant songwriting led to a slew of hits, and her vibrant personality also made her a film star. And Parton also became a philanthropist, repurposing her song Jolene in 2024 to promote hurricane relief efforts.
But we're all here to mend these broken hearts.
Dolly Parton was 80 years old. This is AP News. Damian Troisi now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks rose on Wall Street Tuesday as oil prices fell. The S&P 500 index rose 0.3%, the Dow rose 0.3%, the Nasdaq Composite rose 0.7%. Technology stocks gained ground and led the market higher. Several companies in the sector, including NVIDIA, have big market values that tend to have more influence over the broader market. Treasury yields fell in the bond market, and that helped relieve pressure from stocks. High yields make borrowing more expensive and can slow economic growth while undercutting prices for stocks. Crude oil prices fell despite the U.S. announcing new sanctions against Iran. Damian Troisi, New York.
And the Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index has fallen to its lowest level in 7 months, but it's in the same lukewarm range it's been in since the beginning of the year. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.